Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode 10. Woo, double figures. Excellent. Wow. And today is Saturday, March 12th, 2016. I am your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone. How are you doing?
Woo woo.
Woo woo.
I am doing reasonably well. How are you doing?
I know,
I don't sound like it, but I'm fine.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm even more excited because we have a special guest and we have Rogue Slayer back with us again.
Welcome back.
Yay!
Hello.
Here she is. Thanks for coming and having a chat with us again. I'm very excited to sit down and have you back on.
Awesome. Lovely to be here.
Awesome. Well, we have got some little questions for you, not the same ones.
We've questions?
Got some different questions. because
it would be funny, though, to ask her the newbie questions.
Right. Newbie see if questions. I'm consistent in my story.
Yeah, that's true. Ooh, we could go back and find out. All right. Well, tell us, what have you been up to since we last spoke to you?
I have been up to lots of death and destruction, just, you know, dead challenge tunes left and right everywhere. But I've actually had a lot that have just really been hanging in and doing well too. I think when we last talked, I had gotten someone to 60 and killed her off. Well, I got someone up to 61 and managed to kill them off too since that time. But I've been working. I've got a variety of stuff going that I'll get into the details a little later on. But I have been working on lots of different classes in races. Right now, my highest is at 39.
Nice.
Just shy of 40. And I also returned to the wonderful world of pacifists.
You're
we'll
crazy.
See how long that goes.
Yeah, that's too much.
I actually already killed a pacifist, but I you know, revived her again in a different body and carried on.
Nice. You are amazing. I still have not tried pacifist yet, so be interesting to see how you go on this. So for you, what is the main reason that keeps you coming back to doing a challenge tune?
Well, for the challenge, of course. It's just that thing. It's that thing hanging out there that I know I can do it if I just keep at it. And I'll never do whatever it is I did that time. I won't do that again. And I can learn and I'll do better this time. And I just keep telling myself that and keep coming back.
It's like this, I don't know, it's just like this slight bit of obsession of trying to do better than the last time, and then eventually it will get to the point it's like, oh my god, I've made max level. That's how I find it sometimes. Yeah
absolutely. And you just keep telling myself, you know, whatever it was that I just did, that was really stupid, that was just an anomaly, I'll never do that again.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Nice. Alrighty. So what are your goals with your challenge tunes before the end of expansion?
Okay. So of course, everyone's goal is, you know, to get up there. 100. 100 would be, woo, would be awesome. But, you know, 80 would be nice too. That was the level cap when I started playing. So I figure if I can get to 80, that'll be like a real milestone for me. I made it to 60 a couple of times, a few times, I think. So if I can get to 80 before the expansion comes out, I think that would be pretty awesome.
Nice. That's they're reasonable goals. That's awesome.
Yeah, you and say that, but I haven't hit it yet.
Yeah.
What's your highest level too?
Right now, 39.
No, I mean, but what's the highest that you've ever been?
Like playing WoW on any challenge, or just a challenge tune?
Iron or Bloodthirsty or anything like that.
Oh, six, I think six. That 61 that I recently killed 61. Off was my highest.
That was your highest?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So close. Like, it's... once you hit the 60 mark, that hurts. Like, I don't know.
Right.
It's,
and I get so, yeah. I get so excited. Because you can fly, you know? Yeah. Like, oh, I can fly! Oh, my God!
No, Lita knows about flying.
Yeah.
Yes, thanks, Stone. yeah, I will not forget that one. Yes, and for you, any more tips and tricks that you want to share with us?
I do. Just discovered this today. So in the past, I have been known to share my discontent. I mean, it's great for Alliance, but I play both sides, you know. Alliance Tunes and Hinterlands have that nice griffin. I forget what his name is. It's not Buckbeak, but, you know, something like that, who will just take them up to the top of Jyntha Allor. And just take them back down again. And so on my Horde tunes, Horde Challenge tunes, you know, I've been just riding the gauntlet up and down to turn those freaking quests in. You know, and then there's always a decision. Do you keep going, you know, or do you stop and fight them off carefully as you go along and take 35 minutes to get down there? Well, I discovered today there's a little tune standing there next to the quest givers, one of the quest givers. And if you talk to him, He'll fly you up, and there's like a little statue outside the cave entrance to the Alliance.
Yes.
And he'll fly you up and down. How long has that thing been there just hiding?
I will tell you that it's been there since Cataclysm, the new changes and stuff like that, right?
Yep.
I didn't discover it myself until well beyond. And I was like, okay. Oh! Because then I don't have to run all the way up. Yeah,
exactly. Wow. Yeah. So my tune I took through there today did manage to get in and out all the quests on that chain in much less time than it usually takes. With only one scare, I was like at a mid-level platform and I had to get down, you know. So
yeah,
oh, it was just so much better. So if you're playing a Horde Challenge tune and you're in Hinterlands, talk to the guide to the left of the quest givers as you face them.
Okay. I did not. I was not aware of that. So that's...
Oh, good. I'm not the last one in the world then.
Yeah. I mean, no. It's not often I get through the whole of Hinterlands, you know, because when you're normally leveling a normal tune, like, you might start Hinterlands, but you probably get about 5 quests in from... And then you're like, right, I'm out of here. And,
right.
And I never finish that zone. So it's probably been a long time since I've actually done the whole of Hinterlands itself. So I don't think I've done that troll area in a really long time.
Yep. So that tune is still alive. He's moved on to the Hiawatha Research Station quests.
Nice. Excellent. Well, thank you very much for sharing and also for joining us again today. Mm-hmm. We're very happy to have you here. And chat room, just want to say hi to the chat room. The chat room just had a couple of things I wanted to mention. And Smexy Pally had said that she would love to try the challenge, but she's not sure. She thinks she might be throwing the computer by level 5. So, yeah, it can be a bit like that. And Zortz is here and he says, it's not that rage-inducing I've found. Of course, I haven't even got to level 20 yet, but he's still going along. So
when I first started playing Challenge Tunes, I mean, I had like 7 or 8 that I killed off at level 4.
Yeah.
Before I could finally get somewhere.
Dang.
Yeah, it gets like that. Rage. Oh, the rage gets real intense in doing the challenge stream, most definitely. All righty. Well, thank you for that. So what we'll head into now is news in the world of Warcraft. So, Stone, alpha testing.
Wait,
what have we got?
You didn't do your do.
Sorry. Okay.
This just in.
I'm so glad we're recording this. So I've been doing alpha testing, and there was two new builds that were released over the last 2 weeks since we last had our last show. Mm-hmm. And basically, I'm not doing hardcore testing as far as everything else is concerned. So I'm not testing out really the Legion stuff. I'm more testing out what it looks like for us as Irons and Bloodthirsties and all that stuff, so that we get a heads up on what's coming up. But there are some changes that happened. So the new default spec for Druids got changed from Restoration to Feral. And I think it was only Resto because they weren't ready with Feral yet. And then they released one of the last builds and everybody freaked out because they saw that Feral was out now. So, yeah, it looks good. It is your spec at level 1 and also the level 100 character mm-hmm. template that you get. For rogues, it changed from subtlety to assassination for mm-hmm. level 1. And level 100 is still at subtlety, and I'm not sure why that is. I don't know if they just didn't update the character creation template. I would assume it's going to change to assassination. If you have that level 1, you would think it's going to, that's the way it's going to be the whole way through. And for mages, the spec got changed from fire to frost. So basically why we care about this is, my boy went to the washroom and he walked by and he's like, hi. Why we care about this is because it costs you 100 gold to change your spec. At least that's how it is right now. And mm-hmm. this is the spec you will be playing with starting at level 1. And you'll be having it for a good 15 levels, maybe 20. It depends on how quickly you're able to earn gold. So that's why we care about it. That's why I'm trying to do all the tests and all that stuff. Currently, there's still no way for me to track how many times you've changed your spec. So as far as we're concerned, you're going to be able to change your spec as you see fit, as long as you can pay for it. If we get the chance to track spec changes, which I've asked for, we will be talking about limiting spec changes. So maybe you get one and you pick which spec you want to level up as, and that's it. Not switching all the time, but that's not something that I will I will make the call on. This is something that we will put out there on our website, and we'll get everybody to provide feedback on it, because that's how we do it. I also wanted to touch on that we did Death Knight retesting, and it's still, I think it's going to be impossible to leave the starting zone. So basically how it is right now, you're able to unequip all your gear and go and kill that first guy that's chained up, and you can basically hit him with Icy Touch and hit him with Blood Boil and your Coil too. In Legion, Your spec is unholy, so you get Scourge Strike. You can summon a ghoul, and that's pretty much it. You can't use Scourge Strike though, because you're not allowed to equip the green weapon or the blue weapon. So you have no way to kill him except for punching, and for getting your pet to go and fight him. The problem is the pet dies within 3 hits, and the summon ghoul is a 60 second cooldown. So there, I've tried it so many times, and right now you just can't. So Death Knights, if you want to roll one, if you want to try it, this would be the time to do it, because if they go live with this, Death Knights are going to be done. Which is not a bad thing, because Death Knights were never part of the original challenge. It was previously low flagged, but we green flagged it because after this stat squish, it was very, very hard to get out of the zone. But now we may not even touch it, because we know that if you've gotten out of the zone post-Legion, we know that you've kept your gear on. And, you know, so we might just red flag it right off the bat, or we may not even track any new Death Knights until somebody shows me a way to do it, because that, as far as I can see, you can't do it.
Yeah.
So that's it for testing.
Is there others testing the DK in Alpha as well?
Are other irons trying it out. Like Brittle is trying it. He and I have had some talks about it. He's actually helped me out get my new DK out of the zone faster than I had before. But we'll talk about that after.
Okay.
But cool.
All right. No worries. Okay, well, let's talk about the site news. And we've got some information about race changing.
Yeah. So I'm bringing this up because we've never really had to talk about it. It's always been you just create your iron, create your tune, and go. Right? And a person, and so anytime a person had asked, why can't we do like a Worgen pass a fist, and it's like, well, because in order to get out of the zone you have to kill stuff, so technically they're not allowed to be, and if you can find a way out, great, go, but right now you can't get a summon out. From what I understand, you can't get a summon out, you can't even swim out, there's walls all over the place, just can't. So somebody had asked if it was okay to do a race change to be a Pendaren pacifist. And I initially told them yes, because I thought really race changes were only for cosmetic. However, that particular race does give them an advantage. It does give them half damage from falling. They do earn twice as much rest XP. However, they can't use that rest XP because they're not allowed to kill.
That's true.
So that kind of negates that part. But they do, like, there is a slight benefit. It's not much. Overall, people on the forums have been saying no, that it's meant to be. You play that character and play it the whole way through. If you can find a way to get around some of the stuff, great. I am looking at doing some work behind the scenes to track race changes. I don't want to have to, and so far I have not put anything in. But, if people force me to, then I will, right? I do have an idea on how to do it. It's just how it is. And I would be looking for, I'd be looking for races that would never be able to do certain things. And that one would be, we would basically red flag you right off of the bat. I don't want to, because I wouldn't want you to get red flagged over like a rule. I'd rather you get red flagged because you accidentally killed a critter. That sucks, but at least it wasn't like you paid money and race changed, and then, oh, now I'm red flagged. Oh, crap. And now you're out like 15 or 25 bucks or something, right?
The chat room is saying, so WoW 5 Iron says pacifist consumes rest 2, and Thule says rest XP is used for mining, herbing, and archaeology.
Oh, is it? That's okay, right. So yeah, rest XP is used for gathering. Mm. Okay, so then it is a benefit, because I thought it was only for killing. Then there's a big one right there. Then I would say no to. And there's a couple comments made saying that they will wait to see what I say. I'll put it out there right now. I don't make these rules up. We all do. I'm just the guy that runs this website. I'm the guy that maintains the website. I will enforce the rules that we all choose and pick and all this stuff.
It's a community focused. Right.
Yeah. And overall, if everyone says, race changes are fine, then we'll move that way. But from what I can see right now, it's pretty much a heck no. And that's, you know, I can say a worse word, but,
yeah.
You know, but, okay. It, you know, it's, you know, and, you know, I'm not the guy in charge. I'm just the guy trying to push it, making sure that we're still good and people know that they still have things to do and come join us because it's fun. Right?
You know? It is. So, yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's interesting. I honestly, and I think Rogue Slayer, you said it, I didn't even think about the panda. Like, I didn't even think about the racials for the panda, probably because I haven't even thought about doing a pacifist myself, but half damage from falling. Like, hello.
Right, that's huge.
Yep. Yeah.
Totally huge. And that I have huge. To say, I haven't tried to do a pacifist from one of those lands, those limited lands. I did try to do a bloodthirsty worgen, and and I had to do so many quests to proceed that it just totally defeated the point of being a bloodthirsty. So,
well, there shouldn't be that many quests to get out. Well, I mean, there's still going to be a fair amount. Like, you've got to go up to, like, basically level 12, right? Level 13 or so. And then you're out. And there's a fair amount of requests.
Yeah, I haven't tried for Panda. But, yeah, for Bloodthirsty, I wasn't able to advance enough to even try to roam to get to the further places. You know, I tried, like you said, you talk about trying swimming. I tried swimming. I tried running. Like, they put walls up that you can't get past on your own.
But with the Bloodthirsty being that you can now have, what is it, 300 quests for the worgen, right across the whole.
Yeah, you should not be able, it shouldn't be 300 quests to get out of that zone. So you could still do it.
Yeah, no, I try not to do the quests. You know, it just seems like I was doing so many quests that it wasn't like, you know, oh, I'm just doing a quest here to get past this point. Yeah. It was just, I just had to quest, you know.
Yeah.
I've not tried worgen either. I'm not a huge lover of that starting area myself, so it's normally easier just to pick one that you can just go straight. Night Elves was fun, but Night Elves is good. So okay, well, that's interesting. So thank you for that information. We'll see where that goes from for us from now. But we've got some State of the Challenges. So what have we got this week? Who's done what?
Okay,
done good stuff?
So we've combined the lists to be people that level up and people that have died or been flagged. We've also changed it up a little bit again. It's getting to be a bit too big, which is a good problem to have, but I want to give out as many shout-outs as I can, but it's getting to be a little bit too large. So what we've decided to do is do level 30 or higher and the top 10. So that's level 30 or higher for Bloodthirsty and Pacifist, and level 70 or higher for Irons. So starting with Bloodthirsty, we've got Blood Lita. I don't know who that is. At level 30.
That's me!
There's a character with that it says QB, but it actually is not QB. It's a special B, and the B is actually pronounced as S, because I know these things, because it's like a Gaelic thing. Anyway, so QS is level 34. Vaughn Pickles is level 35. Aya Blood, level 40. Bloodthirst, level 55. And Ciarda, level 56. For pacifists, which are level 30 and higher, No Kill got flagged at level 37 for one kill. Syndris, level 38. Who is this guy? Patuli? Is this like Patuli? Yeah. Anyways, it's Tuli. this is his number 4 character, which apparently he has. How many do you have? If he's in the chat room still.
5.
He's got more than that.
I'm sure he's got quite a few going up.
I was listening to Chaos Portal and he was there and he was saying he had a ton more. He has, this one was at level 42. Kuma is at level 45. Inskara, level 52. Flaven, level 59, sorry. 5 No Harm, that's 5 Iron. Level 61, Daedrin at level 66 is flagged with one kill.
Ouch.
I mean, it's not as bad as level 93 and getting flagged, but still, it's hard. It's hard to get flagged at that point. Bloodless at level 67, and Fulman hits level 73. And for Irons, Iron Coop or Co-op, level 84, died. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Star Fox is level 85. Talaria is level 87, but died at level 87. Sorry. Tenny has four characters, all at level 91. And these are her previous irons that she's won on, I think, from level 90. She's brought these back in and she's trying to level them up. So she's on her way. Grail died at level 92. Iron Kairi hit level 93. Lysand hit level 93. This is Lysand, who is also the first level 100 for Warlords. He's leveling a warrior, which if he hits level 100, it will be our first one. And Marg Hunt, level 97, and I swear I'm not trying to jinx you. So I know you said don't say the name, but you're on the list, man. Or lady. Because there's two people that tweet from the same account. Anyways, so and we have two new irons. Champions. Woo-hoo! I was surprised. I was like, oh, cool, we got one, and then boom, we got another one. I was like, holy moly. Yeah. So, coming in as our first warlock for Warlords and hitting level and being the 12th overall is this character is a 2-time Iron Champion. The character hit level 85 and was a Iron. It's Iron Stevo, hits level 100, and this is Euphile from @WoW Rare Spawns on Twitter.
Wow. That's
nice.
Fantastic.
And I was like, holy moly. And then we get FC King YOLO. Because we've got a clean tag, if you're going to have a character name that, you know, probably can't say on air, I'm going to butcher it as much as I can. So, but, you know, I'm still going to give you props and all that stuff. So this character is the 6th hunter to hit maximum level in Warlords and the 13th overall. Wow. It's just, yes, I know it's a hunter, but, you know, still.
Still congrats. Six.
Awesome.
It makes no difference. Only six. They made 100.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, great.
That is awesome. Like hardcore. It's awesome. Yeah. Congrats to both of them. That's amazing. That is fantastic. Yeah. Tuli says he's got seven. That he's running.
And,
at the moment.
Okay.
And he says, but two of them are my special version where I do not allow professions.
What? How are you going to level a pacifist up without a profession?
He is awesome. I can't wait to see how he goes with these. He's very excited.
I don't understand how you would level up without them.
No idea at all.
You can pick and choose your quests. You can find it, maybe, but...
Mm.
It's
good. See, he's making the challenge and turning it into more of a challenge.
Uber challenge.
Yeah.
It is. It's like WoW challenges to the extreme degree.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Quests and exploration, Tuli says.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, good luck, Tuli. That's awesome. Fantastic. So, but what we did is this week we wanted to do an Iron Spotlight on Euphile, and unfortunately we couldn't get a time that we could get her on the show because real life is real life. But we did send her some questions and she answered them for us. So what we want to do is have a feature on Euphile and as to her getting Iron Stevo to 100. So Rogue Slayer and I are going to read the question and then read her answers. So the first question I asked her was, tell us a little about yourself, the player behind the characters. She says, I'm currently a stay-at-home mum of two, ages 1 and 3, and happily married to my husband, who I actually met through WoW about 8 years ago. When you're a healer and you find a good tank, marry him. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
I am also an artist, and I create geeky and gaming-related jewelry and sculptures that I sell on my Etsy store. I generally work with polymer clay and resin. Things non-WoW that I enjoy are coffee, red wine, pugs, fantasy novels, skiing, and snowboarding. I've got a major ski resort in my backyard. Woot. And sleep when I can get it.
There's that coffee thing. I think you and Lita would, I think you guys would get
yeah,
along.
Yeah, I love her already. She likes coffee. It's all good. All right. All right.
So the next question, how long have you been playing WoW and how long have you been participating in WoW challenges? And she says, I've been playing WoW for about 9 years now. I started playing shortly after Burning Crusade was released. I don't believe I've been unsubbed at any point since I started, but I don't generally play a whole lot during content lulls before new expansions. Content lulls were actually what got me interested in the Iron Man challenge. That and the game steadily getting easier and easier as it evolved. I also figured it would be a fun way to add more content to my blog, wowrarespawns.blogspot.com, as I focused on hunting down a lot of rares for XP and writing about my experiences. I first started getting into the WoW Iron Man challenge back during Burning Crusade when people really seemed to be getting start getting into it, and it was being tracked at the old WoW Iron Man website. When I first started, the level cap was 85, and no one had actually reached that on an iron yet. As most usually do, I chose a hunter for my first iron, an undead hunter named Iron Steve. The pet plus feign death certainly made it a more forgiving choice. I did pretty well on my first tune and got him to level 52 before I clicked on the Alliance Flight Master in Tanaris without thinking. She killed me pretty quickly. Oh, boy.
Does that sound familiar, Lita? No?
Yeah.
Well,
nice stone. Yeah.
Flight,
yeah.
Like a flight master.
It's still raw stone, okay?
So. That's like, you know, tapping on the shoulder of one of the nesting wary thugs over in yeah. The Strangle Firm.
Yes.
So, after the death of Iron Steve, Iron Steve-O the Warlock was born, or resurrected, I guess you could say. I did eventually complete the challenge on him on June 2nd, 2012. So this will be the second time I've made it to max level during an expansion.
Wow. Isn't that amazing? This is fantastic. So then we asked her, tell us about your leveling experience with your new level 100 iron. And she says, my leveling experience with Iron Steve-O has varied a lot throughout the years. As I mentioned before, I started the Iron Man challenge during Cataclysm, so the classes were all very different then. Most classes had far more abilities than what is available to Irons today. For example, I used to have Drain Life and the ability to heal my Voidwalker back then. I also had 3 different dots available and Soulfire, which was my big hitter. Now, Lux pretty muchly have Corruption and Shadow Bolt. Yep, that's it. So surprised myself. Yes. Things changed a lot during MOP, but I barely touched Iron Steve-O then, as I had just had my first child. I ultimately decided to pick up the challenge again to get from 87 to 100, around the end of last year. Leveling from 1 to 60 for Iron Steve-O was completed with a variety of questing and rare hunting, and I made the whole experience tie in with my blog, which is entirely devoted to hunting down rares. Every few levels, I'd give a progress update showing the various rares I'd found, along with some YouTube videos of Iron Steve-O killing them. From 60 to 70, I mainly quested through Outland, as the rares there were actually rare with long spawn timers.
Yep.
That's true. Yep. From 70 to 72, I finished up Outland quests and then moved to Northrend, where I continued to quest exclusively until I discovered the insane amount of XP treasure chests gave around level 75. From 75 to 85, I did a mixture of Northrend questing and treasure hunting. Keep in mind, all of this was done before the stat squish, so there was no one-shotting prior expansion mobs at any point. Mm-hmm. I briefly picked up Iron Stevo at the beginning of 2013, and I got a couple of levels, but ultimately I just didn't have time to move beyond that. Toward the end of last year, I decided it was finally time to catch up and try for those last 12 levels. I was very surprised by a lot of the changes. Hardly any spells at my disposal, near no experience coming from kills in prior expansion content, and being able to almost one-shot everything I had previously been killing in Northrend. At 87, I started questing in Hyjal, then moved to Deepon. I opened up the dailies in Mount Hyjal and did those for a while. Eventually, I started doing the dailies in Tol Barad as well, until about level 92. From there, I started questing in Pandaria and doing various dailies with Pandarian factions. I did a small amount of treasure hunting there as well. At level 96, I ventured into Draenor using the campfire in the cave on the Timeless Isle. I then carefully made my way to Frostfire, where I did the initial quest to open my garrison. I continued to quest in Frostfire and complete bonus objectives, while at the same time looking for treasures. When I couldn't safely continue quests there, I moved to Gorgrond, where I again quested, worked on bonus objectives, and sought out treasure. At one point, I ran around Shadowmoon Valley as well to grab the treasures I was familiar with and get as many exploration XP as safely possible. After that, I dabbled around Talador, where I did more of the same. I eventually dinged 100 while treasure hunting in the Spires of Arrak. Wow. I was extremely relieved when Iron Stevo hit 100, especially as I had a few very close calls right near the end. Iron Stevo nearly bit the bullet while trying to grab a treasure in Gorgrond. I thought I only needed to kill one mob to get the treasure, but when I pulled it, the mob proceeded to run away from me, aggro the other three hats, and then head my way. At the same time, it hit me with some crazy physical damage, perhaps an AoE, that immediately brought me to about 30% health. Ooh, I popped a health stone and ran, hoping the mobs would reset. They didn't. Fortunately, with some good timing, I was able to resummon my Voidwalker a couple of times before I was left to fend for myself, and I slowly picked off the adds. Oh, wow.
Wow.
The other close call I had was while doing one of the bonus objectives in Frostfire, the one in the cave. I had never done the objective before, but was high enough level that I figure I'd be fine, so I gave it a shot. The kill 10 of 10 whatevers was no big deal, but then I had to kill a named. I carefully cleared to him and around him, and then I pulled. Oh my god, then I nearly had a heart attack. Ads everywhere. They were elites. Oh. My Voidwalker was dying very quickly. I was taking a lot of damage from somewhere. It was so hectic. I'm not sure exactly where it came from. I turned tail and ran. After a few steps, I realized my Voidwalker would be dead within seconds. Having a living Voidwalker is far more important than putting distance between an iron lock and danger. I was able to resummon just as he was about to die, and then I continued to run. I ran for what felt like forever until I hit the next subzone to reset the encounter. Oh my gosh, my heart's in my mouth.
Yeah. I'm picturing her just running. Ah!
Yes.
Yeah, and you know what? I've ran sometimes, and it feels like these things take so long to leash. And you're like, why is it still chasing me? I'm like halfway out the zone. Nope. Still going to get you.
Chase me through three counties.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's see. Our next question is, why did you choose the class and race you did? I chose Warlock after my Hunter died because I honestly felt like Hunter was a bit too easy. Yes, I know I died in the Hunter, but it was a stupid mistake. I was fairly confident that I could have gotten him to a much higher level. That being said, I wanted more of a challenge, but not too much of a challenge. I was not very familiar with the Warlock class, and it seemed like a fun way to get a little more intimate with it. As for choosing Undead, I love the Undead male casting animations, plus Mohawks.
Yes.
Mohawks are good. All right. What has been the most challenging for you with leveling an iron? And she says, well, the biggest challenge while leveling iron, Steve-O, has basically been the instances where I wasn't exactly sure of what I was getting myself into. Without Feigned Death or Shadow Meld as a way out of combat when things got bad, I really had to be extra careful when engaging difficult mobs. I always had to have a way out just in case at all times. If I wasn't sure about something, I would generally do some research on Wowhead and either move forward or simply not risk it if I thought there was a possibility of not surviving.
Okay. And what zones did you level through, and did you have a specific path in mind to follow for leveling? And she said, I think Iron Stevo's leveling route looks something like this. Tearsfall Glades, Silverpine Forest, Hillsbrad, Arathi Highlands, Hinterlands, Western and Eastern Plaguelands, Badlands, Tanaris, Burning Steps, Swamp of Sorrow, and then Blasted Lands. I chose these zones for questing and also for the abundance of rares I was already familiar with. Hmm. I don't usually have a specific path, especially because I routinely play both factions for Iron Man. I do always find my way through Western and Eastern Plaguelands on every iron. I've even gotten that high, though. I love the quests, and there are so many rares very close together.
Okay. I'm kind of surprised about Blasted Lands, because isn't Blasted Lands, like, is it phased? Or are you going in on the old one, and it's only phased if you're level 100?
Yeah, I don't think it's phased until you get
level
up there.
90. Sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like the old style.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
I've been there recently.
Yeah. Okay.
Before I died.
Oh.
Rogueslayer knows it all too well. Yeah, but that's an interesting about the rares, definitely. Mm-hmm. So she's making an awesome point about that. Then we asked, what zone did you find was the most unfriendly to a WoW challenge tune? And she says, if I had to pick one, I'd probably say Vashir, because you have to be aware of what is around you and above and below you. I am also not very familiar with the zone as I quest through Hyjal on all of my leveling tunes. Ultimately, I think the best answer is, whatever zone you are least familiar with will be the most unfriendly. Knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe. Mm. Sorry. Anytime I see that phrase, I have to... That's what I grew up with. I was G.I. Joe, guys. Anyways.
All right. So what has been your fondest memory with leveling this tomb besides hitting 100? And she says, hitting 85? Okay, I guess that wouldn't count either. Haha, well, I guess I have to say there isn't one particular moment, but something else entirely. This challenge has given me a love for the Warlock class that I wouldn't otherwise have. Boy, coffee and Warlocks, you've won me this heart. I love casters, but it's typically Mage, Shaman, or Priest I'd play. I just could never get into locks. Over the last few years, though, I've spent so much time playing Iron Stevo that his dark magic and blueberry minion have really grown on me. Nice.
Aww.
Blueberry
minion. Sweet. What an awesome... I am. I'm just like, that is so sweet. Warlocks aren't bad. We're never bad, really. So we asked, what advice would you give to anyone wanting to try a WoW challenge tune? Any extra tips or tricks? And she says, as I stated in one of my previous answers, do what you know. The unfamiliar has been a killer of many previous irons. Also, pay attention to what faction you're playing and stay far away from opposing faction bases and camps. Some of them have surprisingly large aggro radiuses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've fallen victim to that.
She says, don't click on opposing flight masters. Instead of sending you to your intended destination, they'll send you straight to the nearest spirit healer. Always be on the lookout for chests while you're questing. Most are usually near or in structures, trees, or other points of interest. They give very good XP. Be on the lookout for rares when leveling 1 to 60. The easier classes, such as hunters and monks, shouldn't have any issues with most rares in the correct level range. More difficult classes, such as mages and warriors, may want to avoid them altogether unless you vastly out-level them.
Warriors.
Okay. All right.
Warriors and sorry, go ahead.
No, that's it. I was moving on. Yeah. I was going to say, so how can people find you? Websites for your podcasts. My Iron Adventures can be followed on my blog, which is wowrarespawns.blogspot.com. The WoW Iron Man Challenge tag will bring up those specific posts. However, I feature my irons in various videos all over my blog, mostly in the posts covering rare spawns in Eastern Kingdoms and Kalimdor. This is the tag URL, and it's a whole long
we'll put URL. That up in the notes.
Will be posted on the show notes. And I can also be found on Twitter at WowRareSpawns. And on Facebook, but that's mostly for my art stuff. Facebook.com/WarcraftsByYouthFiley.
Yes.
Yes. Awesome. So we will definitely have those links if anyone wants to contact her or, you know, see what she does and where she is. But very, very interesting. Thank you so much, Euphile, for writing all that wonderful information and us getting to know you a bit better.
Yep.
Wow. I mean, I just miss having her here so we could actually talk to her, but she sounds like it's been a huge journey for her. Mm-hmm. It's been years.
Right. And you just got to have a lot of patience, I guess.
Yeah.
I have to work on that.
Yeah. I was going to say, yeah, I don't have a lot of patience. I'm so screwed.
This is why, yeah, we may not be 100. That might be a good, that might be a real factor. Guys, chat room, what do you reckon? Do you think having more patience is definitely a good factor for leveling in getting higher up in the levels? That's an interesting question. We'll come back to that and see what they have to say. All right, but now it's time to talk about our weeks. So Stone gets to go first. So Stone, what have you been up to the last week or so?
This and that. Done. Next.
Moving on.
Okay. No. So I've had some. Display. I've done irons, and I've got my warlock up to level 31, and it's. And, oh, and nice. Actually, I was using Has Silence. See, I said it right. Okay. His leveling path, and it's actually helped out a lot. I have, because I'm trying to take my time, I've kind of backtracked a little bit too, just to make sure that I really out-level everything and make sure everything is green. Because I don't want to go in at yellow. I know that you'll get slightly more XP, but I'd rather not risk it. So it's possible that this could be my highest tune. It is my highest right now since I've taken over stuff here, like done stuff. I think I've had a higher tune prior to this, but I can't remember what I had for breakfast this morning. So yeah. And I don't really count the Death Knights because, you know, they already start high. So, speaking of Death Knights, I did get it up to level 60, which
yay.
This is the second time I've gotten out of the starting zone. At 50, just reading my notes here because I don't remember again. I can't remember if it was at 55. I think at 55 I got a Lanced War Axe to drop off of the Scarlet Crusaders, and that's actually the best two-handed weapon that you could get for a Death Knight. That's a great. Mm-hmm. So nice. When it dropped, I was like, oh, my goodness, you know, like woohoo. So I basically got all my grays, all my whites, and I was able to actually kill the Shadow Horse guy at level 56. Usually I grind all of level 56 up through 57, and then I will carry on with killing the Shadow Realm Horse guy. Speaking with Brittle, he was saying that you can for sure do it at 56. You just need to get lucky with crits. And yeah, I had to Shadow Meld and also cancel Aura Shadow Realm, which you can make that. You basically, if you are fighting that Shadow Realm guy and things are not going well, you can either click the macro or you can click the buff off your buff bar. And you can get out and he won't kill you. I was like, I had 25 health left at one point. I was like, and it's like, I'm not leaving fast enough. What's going on? But I think it took 5 times for me to try it, and he finally died. Moving along, the other part that was kind of rough was when you're in the Scarlet Hold and you have to rescue the guy that's on the rack, and he creates a team magic bubble. Eventually, you go and kill some other guys that come down, and those guys are really, really easy. Like 2 or 3 shots, and they're done. But the main guy that comes down is Valroth, and he actually casts a renew on himself, and there's some point because he knocks you out and then you run back into the bubble. There's a small period of time where he could actually hit you with stuff that hurts. And trying to out DPS the renew can be rough. The first time I had to shadow meld out and reset the whole thing because I was pretty much going to die. I don't think I was going to be able to out DPS it. The second time it actually took, I'd say, a good 2 minutes to kill him. And that's just getting him down to like 25%, and then he'd go up a little bit, and then he'd be down to 20, and then he'd be up a little bit, and just, it's so slow. So basically, I got out of the zone at 58 this time. Usually I get out, well, the first time, not usually. So the first time I got out of there, it was at level 59. And I immediately went to Blast Acid Lands because when I saw on the map, I was like, hey, it looks like it said it was 50 to 55 or something like that. I'm like, okay, let's give this a go. And I did 2 quests, and I had to kill one guy, and that didn't go well. So I decided to turn right around. And I was like, you know what? Let's go to Swamp of Sorrows. It's right next door, and it's a lot easier, and it had good XP. The only thing I was worried about is phasing. So there's some quests where you do the whole Horde versus Alliance thing, and because now there's like an Alliance base there, whereas before Kata there was not, right? So I was worried about phasing because the final quest of that chain brings you right into Stonnerd, which I was worried that there's gonna be a phasing problem and then I was gonna get one shot by a guard, right? Because during the first few quests of that chain, if you do get too close to that town, you will see the guards out there. So at that final quest, when you're going up there, you're like, oh, you're looking around, do I see any elite guards? Like, oh, I don't want to pull a Lita here and get, you know, one shot by a guard.
Thanks, Tony.
I love you. So, just saying. So, but it went well, and I finished up hitting level 60, and I'm still in the swamp. I'm in, like, there's a Draenei little camp over by the north, I guess, west corner. Yeah.
Near the harborage. Kind of.
Yeah, something like that. I'll take your word for it. I'm now just going to get my rest XP and see what I can do by maybe do some Blasted Lands for a little bit of XP. But I need to get flying. Like, I need golds because I only have like 150 gold or something. So I think flying is like 200 and change, I think.
I think it was 250 for something. Old World? And because it was 2 lots.
Well, because
when I hit 60 on my Hunter, I had to pay like two lots. One was for flying, and one was
for Flight Master for Old World Flying.
Mm. Old World, okay. Mm. Oh man.
Right. Yeah, so I think it might have been about 450 gold total.
Yeah, I think so.
500 gold? Yeah.
Serenity now. Okay. Yeah. Well, hopefully some of my auctions will sell, but...
Yeah. Hopefully a whole bunch of them
probably
will sell.
Probably not.
Keep, keep him rested until you can, you know, get some of that stuff sold. Definitely. Yeah.
So that was really it for my irons. I did spend a lot of time on the... Death Knight, that took a long time to get out of there. Not as long as before, but but it still takes a long time. So the only other thing I did this week was mount farming. I did a fair bit of it, which probably took away from playing irons. And no mounts from Dragon Soul yet, and it's sucking the soul out of me. I hate the I ran that raid for like a year and a bit when it was good, right? I mean, when it was like the end, and
I hate it on heroic 25.
It's just I want to get my mounts and get me out of there. Get me out of there, please. I did see a Lifebinder's Handmaiden on the black market for 953,000 gold, and I was like, that point I could only amass 400,000 gold on that realm, and I was like, I guess
going back to Dragon Soul, buddy.
Well, yeah, and you know what the thing is that because of I had to buy a new oil pan for my car, and overall that cost about $1,000, like taxes and labor and all that stuff. And so to help alleviate the cost of that, you know, without having to pay for my World of Warcraft account, I actually spent a ton of my gold just to bump my accounts up by buying WoW tokens and stuff. So there goes, I was trying to go for gold cap just on one character, but nope, just never going to happen. And I think I'm just going to leave it at that. And the money I earn, like the gold I earn, I'm just going to go right and buy subs every month and not even worry about gold cap anymore. I just see people are like, oh, it's so easy. And I know it is easy. It just, I always find things to spend it on.
Yeah. Right.
Drive me nuts.
But I mean, that's the good thing, don't you find now? The fact is that you can go, well, I've amassed gold in a game that I can now buy the tokens for. Yep. I don't need to fork out that $15, which for some people might, you know, you might think, well, hang on, it doesn't, you know, you're actually paying more in gold. But the whole thing is if you're making the money in game that is a digital world, it's not like you can take it outside of the world. So for me, to pay for my subs is fantastic. I don't have to rely on it, you know, sorting out, making sure that I've got, you know, game cards or whatever sorted. So I think it's a good thing. Definitely. But yeah, more Dragon Soul for you, my dear.
Yeah, that's so. Like. I hate it. I at least now I'm more resigned that on my main character I can go into Throne of Thunder. I do have the Mogushan vaults, like the special funky looking dragon, the one with all the stars in it. So I don't have to go in there, which is good. But I now have to do Throne of Thunder. Yeah.
Yeah, I hate you.
But I like to do Anger, and I can't do him because you can only solo him on a Beastmaster Hunter. That's the only class, because or unless you do like 150k per second, and at this point you can't really do that unless you're in Mythic gear. And I'm not. I'm in Heroic, so not quite there yet to do it on my own, so you gotta wait around. And usually there's a group that will come, but I'd like to do things on my own if I can, so I don't have to trouble people to come help me. So I'm gonna stop talking and Rogue Slayer, tell us.
So this week I was playing merry-go-round with some of my tunes. So I took my irons and my pacifists who have first aid. I took them over to the Dark Moon Fair and did their thing over there. And then I was sort of rotating among a few tunes. So I had Iron Caw, who was my 39 Tauren Hunter, got up to 39. I had Little Bit Ironic, a 31 Gnome Monk, Irona Side, a 26 Dwarf Pally, and Blood Rager, who is a 20th human warrior, bloodthirsty. The others are all irons. So it was kind of fun. I was sort of playing them if they had the Grizzly Trophy quest. A couple of them had it from the previous one, or maybe four previous ago. I don't know. But if they had that, I went and played and killed until I could turn in the Grizzly Trophies and get those 10 tickets, which turns into 25 gold if you do the little bag swap thing, which is pretty awesome. Now, with a little bit ironic, she's a monk. So I did remember to take her out to do the little Zen pilgrimage thing, clicking off the buff at the end of it, but I went out there to do the thing.
I've got a question for you. I'm sorry. When you're fighting the trainer guy, do you not find it hard? Like, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay,
stealing
so it's
my
not
content,
just me.
Man.
Okay. Because
funny you should say that, because I was just about to say, the first one that you battle, you have to roll out of the fire.
Yep.
That one, mm-hmm. That one's okay. It's a work, but I was able to get through it. But the second one, who's like, oh, I like to serve give my guests a nice cup of tea before I chew them up. She chewed me up and spit me out over and over and over again every time I'd go out there. But I did manage to get her down. Eventually, I never just gave up, but it did. Sometimes it took me 3 or 4 tries to get her. And you have to just keep on the monk. You have to keep doing the self healing thing, and then there's another healing thing that does them some damage too. Yeah, so I have to roll out of the way, heal to keep my heal up so that it'll trigger touch of death, so I can take it down that. By contrast, I did go. I have two other regular player monks that I thought, I haven't touched them in a while. I should go build up some of these things for them, because they can keep the buff on, and they give it up to 24 hours of buff on there. So I took them out there. Seriously, it was like a couple times it was one hit, touch of death. Jab, touch of death. And that was it. And the other one, I think, was just like jab, touch of death. I don't know how I ended up with all
really?
Those enough cheese, but yeah, it was just like the other one. I'm out there and I'm rolling and I'm playing and I'm rolling and I'm rolling and I'm hitting and I'm hitting and I'm rolling and I'm, oh no, you failed. Okay, well, I'll start over. I'm rolling around and they come out there. Hello, I challenge you. Slash bow, bam, thank you. Off I go. Yeah.
Really?
So it makes a huge, huge difference.
Wow. Because I had such a hard time with the first one that I was like, I am not going back there unless I'm like really higher up. And
But the first one, you just have to, don't do any healing until you've rolled out of the fire and then immediately heal. Because if you're healing, you can't roll and then forget it.
So are you saying that they don't kill you? Or like
they don't kill you. They just say, I'm better than you. Come back and let me know.
Also, they'll get you down to like one health, and then, I'm worried I'm going to die, and I'm like, oh my goodness. Okay, good. Maybe I'll just go try it. Okay.
Yeah. So I did those leveling. Now, just so you know what else I have waiting in the wings, who I may be hitting this coming week, I also have Hercilianus, who is a 31 goblin warlock. And someone suggested I do a goblin warlock arm. They're like, well, that would just be silly. Her silliness.
Yeah.
She's up to 31. I have Iron Palaver, who is a 30 BE paladin. She's actually on a PvP server. I have Gorkraze, which is a level 20 Night Elf Hunter bloodthirsty. Spatters, who's a level 19 Tauren Druid bloodthirsty. Now, Spatters, my druid, she is awesome. She can take on like 3 mobs at a time fairly close to her level.
Really?
And yeah. And I mean, at this level of 19, at least, then I have Joyful Vegan, my level 11 Night Elf Druid pacifist, and another Joyful Vegan on horse side, my level 9 Blood Elf Rogue, but oops, killed her off just before the show.
What happened?
I thought, I'll play her a little bit. So I had her out in Tearsfall Glades and Silver Pine Forest, and I was able to do, I did the go to Silver Pine Forest, and I was able to watch, Sylvana have her little showdown there where she gets called the B-word. And then I was able to go gather some Doomweed, and then I was just back to, just roaming around, getting, you know, picking daisies and mining ore. And I had gone back into Tears Fog Glades and then back into Silver Pine Forest. And I was working my way up the shoreline. And, you know, I just had to get that copper ore on top of the rock. And, you know, there was a wolf nearby, but I was managing to outrun the wolves and take them near guard so they would pick that for me. No, I was, by this point, I was up in the area where all the sea dogs, orcs are, and all their foes. And so as I'm running from this wolf, who of course didn't let me get the copper, I'm running, and they're just like, hey, help! Hey, help me! Hey! And they're bringing all their friends over, and they just smacked me down before I could even get... I could see the sepulchre in the distance, but I couldn't even get across the road. So I have one pacifist now, and I think it's going to stay that way.
I'm not laughing at your pain, just how you're presenting it. Dang. Oh my goodness.
It's an awesome image. I can totally see that happening.
Wow.
Well, that's all. So how many have you got on the go at the moment? What's that?
So that's
about
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I had 10 before I killed off that joyful vegan.
Okay.
Oh.
Wow. And which one's on your... So you've got the Pally on a PvP
on
server.
A PvP server, yep.
Don't yep.
Wow. I didn't even realize that. How did I not realize that? That's awesome.
I don't know. Yeah, I have her, and I have two tunes that I'm trying to do mostly Battlegrounds with, and one of them is one of my favorite ones. It's a little dwarf, also paladin, named Why Am I Here?
I love the names you come up with. You get some really good names. That's awesome. Okay. All righty.
Well, what have you been doing lately? Oh, well, I was just going to quickly say that the chat room's like, PvP server, question mark? That deserves a whole nother title. / salute. That's from Samajaya. JJ. Yeah. Sam. From Sama. So, yeah, that's amazing. But what have I been up to? Oh, you know, not much.
just about.
So I did manage to play some challenge tunes this week, which was... awesome. My human warlock is now my highest level iron at level 36.
Nice.
Which is something I never thought I would actually say. It's funny. I started the warlock. I'll tell the story because I started the warlock thinking I know the warlock so well. It's, you know, it'll be fine. And then, of course, I'm going on my little merry way. I'm talking to Wingy and Ashay on Vent, and I'm thinking, this is going to be awesome. I can't wait till I get my Conflag and my Immolate and my Chaos Bolt. And then about 10 minutes after I'm thinking this, I haven't said it out loud, I'm thinking, surely I should have got my spells by now, only to forget. That's destruction spec. Yeah. You cannot have that. So running around with Corruption and Shadow Bolt has been a very eye-opening experience. Mm-hmm. 2.4 second cast, I think it was, or 2.5 second cast on the Shadow Bolt too. So it's like... yeah, and Voidies are so squishy. So I'm really surprised that I've made level 36. Because as much as I know a warlock, doing this so stripped down is just like, oh my gosh, it's quite amazing. But a lot of fun. So enjoying that. She's over in, I can't remember where I left her. I think I've been jumping around a little bit on her because I kept finding... quests that kept going to yellow. So I did, what did I do? I think she's over in Dustwallow.
Okay.
I might have gone to Dustwallow. So I've had her jumping around various zones because I would get to yellow quests really quickly and then found that Voidy was becoming a little bit too squishy. It was a little dicey, nothing dramatic where I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die. But just dicey enough that I was like, no, I really need to drop back down to, you know, and just push on the green quest. So that's, so that hasn't been too bad. But I did successfully kill off two of my other irons.
Okay. Hold on, Lita, wait. back to the Warlock, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, maybe it's more like a comment. I had heard at there's some point when you're leveling up an Iron Warlock that it's actually beneficial to instead not worry about your Void Walker, to instead pull out the Imp, because by the because the extra damage will kill stuff faster before it even can get to you. Mm-hmm. I don't know at what level that is, and I don't know if I'd feel comfortable giving up the safety of having a Void Walker to at least taunt right. it well, so while you can run, but...
I mean, you know. Yeah, Voidies still get, pretty sure it's the taunt,
yep.
So you can still make sure you've got aggro on Void. I mean, they're squishy yeah. as yeah. anything, yeah. but at least, like,
I can't remember what level it was.
You finally said that it's get the Voidie in there to take the aggro so you can get away. I mean, it's mm-hmm. I don't use Voidie as being a damage like you would with a hunter where your pet can take down the mobs. I use Voidie more as a buffer to make sure that there is something between me and the mobs, that if something happens, that those mobs don't come running towards me. That's how I use it. Yeah. I've not tried the Imp since probably when I got it at what level? Well, at low level until I got 40. So that's something I might have a play around with the next time I'm on her, is just to give it a go. But I think, you know, Voidies are so good in just at least giving you that little bit of a buffer, whereas sending in imps are so sassy and so disrespectful that they're kind of like, you want me to go what, fight this big mob? No way. I'm running the other way. That's an imp. Whereas Voidies like, let me at him and I'll keep fighting it until I die kind of thing. So, I'll definitely check that out to see. At level 36, you know, it's getting there. Anything to help, but I think the main thing for her is definitely questing, you know, trying to get the right quest. But as I said, I did manage to successfully kill off two irons this week. So that was awesome. They did not hurt as much as when I lost my hunter, thankfully, but still I lost a level 23 undead monk. She got slimed in Old South Shore, and
it was the big slime.
So,
and I probably really was pushing it being there because it was not a green quest, it was a yellow quest. But I was making my way, and I thought, you know, I'll just do this section and then go. That should have been my first thing, because as soon as I thought to myself afterwards, as soon as I went, I'll just do this part and go, when inside I'm thinking, you should just go, leave this area. That should have been my first clue of don't do it. But so she got, I don't know what he did, but he did some sort of stun thing and just could not get away or heal or roll or anything, and just went down really, really quite fast. So I lost her, and I was a little bit sad, I will admit. I kind of stood there and was like, damn it. Damn, okay, fine. Took it back, stripped it down, sent all my stuff, sold all my stuff, sent everything to my bank toon and deleted her. I was like, nope, I'm not keeping her. She's, you know, delete. That's fine. And then I was playing my little level 14 Tauren Pally, and I'm running around Azshara and I'm having a whole heap of fun and I'm doing a quest and I'm thinking, probably should skip this quest, but yeah, she'll be right. Again, that's the thing. Should do, no, she'll be right. That's my, my triggers right there.
Can I jump in just to say that another little tip? I lost my previous pacifist that I lost recently was in Azshara. I was taking her on the joyride where you ride the little rocket thing.
Okay, yeah.
If you take it to the north terminus, it casts you off the rails at the end, and you land among a bunch of flying mobs who like were skull and crossbones to me. And they just like bam, 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 bam. You're dead. So
wow,
just
that's
do
right.
That.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Don't ride the rocket way.
That's
until
a good. That is a. That's a good point. I did think about doing that, but I did not get to that. I can't remember what I was doing, but whatever it was, I actually got punted. I think I was near the mines, I got punted into three Naga. And the Naga, and I'm running, and I'm doing the whole, run, 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 run. And Taurens never look like they move very fast at all. I was sitting there complaining to the guys in Vent, and I'm like going, Taurens, run so slow. And next thing I got punted, and I'm like going, no! So it was, and yeah, she was like dead in, I don't know, like three or four shots. I couldn't get away. I tried doing the Tauren, what is it, war stomp? Nah, yep. Just nothing. She died, and I was like, okay. And I kind of laughed. It was one that I laughed at. I didn't cry at this one. I was like, oh, okay, good one. So again, took her back to Agrimmar.
Good story.
Yes, just, you know, another story to add to it. Took some screenshots of her dead and got her back. So that was fine. I jumped right back on the horse and decided, okay, I'm making a troll hunter. So I rolled a new iron troll hunter, and she's currently at level 14. Nice. So coming back in a vengeance, and I even went through all not rested. I pushed her to level 14. Cool. So in a couple of sittings. So I was quite happy about that. So yeah, but the biggest thing that I wanted to share that I haven't, that's got nothing to do with challenge tunes is Ashran fun. I have had some huge Ashran fun. Everyone should know I've been doing the PvP Nemesis, stuff. So I finished off my Night Elves. I finally got my Night Elf kills, and that's good. I'm now on to Gnomes. So if anyone wants to come be a gnome and get killed, let me know. Which Gnomes, going into Ashran has been not many. Like, you see the humans, see the Night Elves. I see some Draenei, but no,
occasional
Worgen. Yeah, there's, so I'm like going, oh, this is dreadful. But what happened last week, I had the most surreal. I've been into some really good Ashrans, and I've been into some really bad ones. But I ended up getting into this Ashran that we were getting slaughtered by the Alliance, absolutely slaughtered. And someone was saying, hey, it's a pug, it's a pre-made, you know. And I had 14 Night Elf kills, and I'm thinking, I'm not leaving until I get my 14 Night Elf kills. Like, seriously, how hard can this be? Well, yeah. So we got killed, we got wiped out a few times. The lead in Ashran changed, and there was a lot of people that were sitting in the Horde base, and people were complaining. And I'm just like, I just want my Night Elf kills. I don't care if people are sitting in our base. If they're not helping, don't care. I just want to get my Night Elf kills. But, of course, wasn't happening because we were getting slaughtered. Anyway, the raid leader finally pipes up and says, hello, I'm such and such from Warsong Battalion. We've come to help you win your Ashran. And I'm like going, yeah, right. Okay, whatever. Like, seriously. Yeah. Like, okay, yay. Awesome. Let's, whatever you need us to do. So they're like, okay, stay on Skull. Make sure you got your buffs. You know, do all the stuff that you're supposed to do and make sure everyone works together. I'm like, yep, I'm all for that. I like it when someone wants to lead, you know, like lead and lead well. So they had this Orc warrior who was decked out in just like the best
of the best PvP gear, and he was an absolute machine. So he was our skull, and we had to stay on him. So we took off over to this section that was the Dark Woods, and there's a place where you can get this buff, this Songflower buff that you put on so you don't take so much damage. So they're like, hang on, let's take over all the way over here, and we're going to, you know, get some buffs and that. But the Alliance was there. The whole Alliance was there, and we wiped the Alliance. We wiped them all out. There was not one alliance. Now, the raid leader goes, congratulate yourself. You just wiped out Avengers. And I'm like,
it's a big deal.
Yay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, I don't know who Avengers is. So I'm just like going, yay, Gratzos, awesome, whatever. So they're like, come on, we'll go do some events. So because Ashran has all these events as well as the PvP aspects all into it, we take off and we don't see any Alliance for a little bit, and someone's in raid chat, and they're like, "Oh no, the Alliance are all sitting up in Stormshield." So the raid leader is like, "Right, let's go. We're going for Trem." So Trem is like the big Alliance dude, the big Alliance chick that's in Stormshield. So we take on up there, and they're like, "Right, everyone in, everyone take on Trem. We killed Trem. We've got Alliance coming from everywhere. Didn't see too many, but then they said, keep taking them down, push them. Most of them are sitting in the Alliance graveyard." So we push on through Stormshield over to the Alliance graveyard, and sure enough, that is where they are all sitting, and we wipe them out again in their own. Yeah, so it was quite surreal. I was in that battleground for nearly 2 hours. I did not die at all. The healers that they had. So what I found out, and I didn't find out because it was so intense what was happening, and we were just go, go, go. We were doing this. We were doing that. Do that event, you know. Then we take off and we're taking on Stormshield and wiping out the Alliance, and it was these Avengers that make Alliance pre-mades in for Ashran and a lot of PvP stuff. I found that out really afterwards because I didn't really know who Avengers was. Warsong Battalion is basically the Horde version, and they're one of the biggest PvP guilds on Emerald Dream, and they brought in quite a few from Emerald Dream as well as people who wanted to run with them. So they've got a website and that, and I went and checked out their website. And they stream it. The warrior was streaming it on Twitch Live, which I didn't know until after. It was just unreal. And they're like, come join in TeamSpeak. And if you want to come over to Emerald Dream or run with us at any stage, you know, it was the most amazing thing I have ever been a part of, which just started from me jumping into an Ashran as random because I wanted my 14 kills. I got my 14 kills, and once I got my 14 kills, I did leave. It took, you know, over 2 hours because Alliance did not want to come and play. So we were doing all the events, and I was picking up more gear, and I was picking up honor and all sorts of things by not actually killing the Alliance because of the way Ashran was structured. Yeah. So it was absolutely amazing. It was a huge amount of fun. We weren't in Stormshield ganking them over and over. Like, we made a presence and then we left, and then we go when we did other events and stuff, and then we took them on again probably about a good 40 minutes later and did the same thing. We took on Trem, wiped Trem out, and they were all sitting in the graveyard, and we wiped them out again. So it was a really interesting experience. So I'm on to gnomes. So any gnomes that want to get, you know, slaughtered, let me know.
Are you on the Oceanic Realms with that character?
No.
Oh, you're on the US?
No, this is my main. So Earthen Ring. So I only ever do this kind of stuff on later. Yeah, it's been a pretty interesting week. So, but that's it for me. So let's move on to our chit chat. And this is where we ask anything, questions about the challenges, share your tips and tricks, or warn everyone about potential disastrous areas quests, something like that. So the first one we will get, Rookslayer, can you read that one for me, please?
Yes, the first is an email from Girl with Dragon. I have a question about the rules, mainly iron, but I guess it's the same for the others. I understand that if you get red flagged, you lose the challenge. But what about yellow flags? Can you continue? What if you level to 100? Do you win the challenge? I apologize if this is answered somewhere. I couldn't find it. Thanks for the podcast. I'm really enjoying it. Happy face. And in Wonderland. P.S. Is anyone else bothered that it's called Iron Man and not all people playing it are men?
I can address the flag. So you can complete the challenge with a yellow flag. We have somebody that hit level one, that hit level 100. It's Gray Archer. If you look, they hit level 100, but they got yellow flag because right at the end they were doing pet battles. You're still hitting max. You're just not going to be... It just means that you've broken a rule of the challenge. If you have two yellow flags, we'll flag you to red. And for the PS, this is why when somebody hits max, I call them Iron Champions. It's for that exact reason. And our logo, originally, when we were going to make it, it was going to be a fist. And the fist looked like a man's fist. And I didn't want that. I wanted it to be... It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you are. I don't care. Do it, you know? So, I don't know. Lita, Rogue Slayer...
Yeah, I mean, I tend to call my irons. For that reason, I just call them irons, and I call them in general my challenge tunes. But yeah, it is a thing, and it's a thing in the rest of the world as well.
Yeah.
Triathlon Iron Man is the Iron Man, and there's women competing in the triathlon Iron Man, and they don't call it the Iron Lady or something.
And, right, I mean, because that would be a little demeaning in and of itself. You know, it's not the Iron Gentleman. I mean, and that's a whole thing throughout all kinds of stuff in the world. It's the whole thing, you know, actors and actresses. Well, you know, they're actors. They're women who are actors.
Yeah, it's a generalized term. It's not meant as any disrespect, as far as I'm concerned. And like you said, Rookslayer, I do call mine iron and challenge tunes more so than anything. And that's only because that's what I feel comfortable with. But saying Iron Man itself is not something that really bothers me. But, you know, each to their own.
Yeah, I would say it's not something that I take the energy to get bothered by, but it is out there, and it is an annoying thing that throughout the world, well, when I say man, I mean everyone. Well, that doesn't include everyone, you know?
Yeah.
So I absolutely see where you're coming from, and yes, it is a thing, and I just call them irons. It's my way of protest.
Yep.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Okay, all right. Well, we got a second interesting one to discuss, and this was a post on the Death Rage thread from the forums. So it says, I'm going to be honest here. Should I level my char on a roleplay or PvE server? Because in PvP servers, it's totally impossible. To be honest, I died in Darkshire for my first attempt. FFS on a realm, 90%. Populated by my faction. I think you should take in consideration taking out the PvP deaths/deaths from players. I feel so bad taking 1 minute to kill a mob, but I can dig that all the way. But getting farmed by the opposite faction in any day at any freaking hour, I cannot. I can only imagine Hellfire Peninsula, 100 rogues farming you, and you... Man. Gave you guts to reach level 60. Well,
I'm not laughing because I'm laughing at your pain, but I'm laughing at the imagery that you're giving, because I can guarantee you that when you get out in Telfire, you're going to get ganked all the time. Oh, yeah.
And
totally. It's what you do if you roll on a PvP server.
That's why you roll on it.
Take the chance.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to deal with PvP even if you're not on a PvP server. I think it was Hallow's End this year. I had an Iron Tune. I was doing the Undercity stuff. We go and do the, throwing the stink bombs and then cleaning up the stink bombs.
Yep.
When you're throwing the stink bombs, I think it is, you get flagged for PvP. Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay, I'm just going to run around in Undercity and clean up clean them up until my PvP flag comes off. Well, I go into Undercity. I go to get on the elevator. I get on the elevator. I go down. And there is an Alliance player in the little entryway off the elevator fighting all the guards. And I'm huddling in the back of the elevator hoping it'll go back up before he comes on. So I just I went up and I just sat in the Undercity hallways waiting for my PvP flag to go off.
I would not have done that quest.
Not just PvPs.
That's right. And I think there was even something that we were doing at Christmas time that ultimately was a bug, but it still flagged us.
Yeah. The snowball hitting your pet. Mm. Yeah.
Goodness.
You know, things do happen in the game, regardless of what server you're on, that you can get flagged for. But if you don't want to have that PvP flag hanging over you 100% of the time, don't roll on a PvP server.
Yeah, and if you roll on either RP or PvE, it's the same thing. I mean, so you could pick take your pick. The only issue, but I've never come across it, is that on an RP server, if somebody wanted to be a bit of a dink, they could report your name if it wasn't a RP name. But all my irons are on Warm Rest Accord, and I've never been reported. Well, now I'm probably going to get it reported now.
Iron Tune. So right. and
people know, and we don't bug for the most part. We don't bug anybody that's going to do RP. And I've seen people hanging out at campfires, and I'm doing my quests, and they're just doing RP. And it's kind of refreshing to see every once in a while, because I mainly roll on a PvE server, and I don't see that a lot. So being able to see the game played a different way. Is like, I've always wanted to play that way, but I've never really been able to get into it because I've always had to do raiding on my other realms and all that stuff. But either case, it doesn't matter if you go RP or PvE, it's the same thing. If you don't like the flag, don't roll on a PvP server, man. Sorry.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the chat room, what does the chat room say? The chat room says, let's go back.
I jinxed somebody, apparently.
Marg Gothen says, you mentioned me. You're in trouble, Stone. You laughed and said sorry, but that doesn't sound good. Zort said that apparently the Warsong Battalion was the one that took on Toewinkle, which I did not know that. I was not aware of that. So that's an interesting thing. But, when Toewinkle was doing one of his interviews, I think, with a girl, they
over on
came
ED?
In and tore him up.
Emerald Dream?
Yeah, on Emerald Dream, I think it was.
But that's not PvP,
it's a bit,
right?
That's interesting. But as I said, they certainly were very structured within the battleground, and I mean, other than old Hillsbrad, you know, South Shore and Torren Mill, that was world PvP that I used to do back in the day. But that's a whole nother subject. Zort says, okay, as a resident of Worm Rest Accord and an RPR, I can say that's just a jerk move to report on a non-RP name, so long as it's not violating terms of service for profanity and that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I've never been reported.
PvP.
I think Emerald Dream, I think he's saying, is an RP PvP server.
Ah,
so that's why that that group was able to kill Chernobyl.
Right.
I see.
Yeah. See, I haven't played PvP in quite a few years. I was on PvP for a long time because I didn't know you could.
Because you didn't know better, right?
Yep.
I didn't know better. You know, when your partner says, "Come play this game," and you go, "Yeah," and you're on a PvP server, you know nothing about. Well, what do? You just go with the flow. And, you know, when you're getting ganked over in Hillsbrad by that level 60 pally who comes down from South Shore. Yeah, don't even get me started.
I have a story, but that I'll save it for when we're off the air because I don't want to get in trouble.
Clean tank. Clean tank.
No. Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, so, no. It's completely clean. But it's bad.
All right, chat room. Well, thank you very much, chat room. That was awesome. So and now it's time to wrap up. So, Stone, what do we got on?
I don't know. Our next show. Okay, I do know. Our next show is, it's right here on the show notes. We have 12 pages of show notes this time around. I'm just saying. So, okay, here we go. Here we go. Next show is Saturday, March the 19th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember, if you're listening to this Saturday Night Live, well, not Saturday Night Live, but if you're listening to it right now live at 2 a.m., our clocks are moving forward to 3 a.m. Yay. So, that will also turn out to be Sunday, March the 20th, 9 a.m. Queensland time, which is, I guess, Australian Eastern whatever time. And because the time zones would have changed already, that should be 9 a.m. Australian Eastern time. And I think it works out to 12 a.m. or 1 a.m. Central European time. Thule's going to correct me. I usually have it in here.
Mm.
I usually have it in here for the Central European time. It's either 12 or 1 o'clock.
He's probably leveling his, you know, 7
probably gone to sleep because over there it's like 2, 3 a.m.
I'm just having a look to see if he's still with us or if we lost him. Thule, still there. What time's it going to be? Yeah, he's still here. We'll see what he says. Excellent. And who have we got next week? It's next weekend. We're doing
it's next weekend. Yeah, like, so we've got three shows coming up in a row. So next weekend we will be joined by Terwinkle and Zwartz. And they are doing like this little challenge competition with each other. And it's going to be interesting to have them both on. So yes, they're both going to be on at the same time.
Wow. Yes.
So prepare for another long show. Even though we always say we're going to try and get it down to an hour. Nope.
I laugh at Stone when he says that. I do. Yeah. I laugh. Awesome. So can't wait for next week. Very excited to have Terwinkle and Zortz on. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. Thank you, chat room. And Rogue Slayer, thank you for coming and having some fun with us again. We really appreciate it. So thank you tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you, please?
Sure. And once again, thank you for having me back. It's always a wonderful time. And anyone can find me on Twitter. I am at Rogue Slayer 1 with the number 1. And I am on Tumblr at rogueslayer1.tumblr.com. That is the Impenitent Geek blog.
Excellent. All right. And we will have them in the show notes on the website as well. Now, you can contact the show by email, and you can email us at podcast@wowchallenges.com. We are on Facebook at facebook.com/WoW Challenges. You can check out the show on youtube.com/WoW Challenges 1. That is the number 1. And remember to come catch us live at twitch.tv/WoW Challenges.
So, you can find me on Twitter. Wow. I'm looking at it and I'm like, it's my turn. Okay. But I don't feel sick anymore, so that's good.
Yay, that's awesome.
It's a ginger ale. Well, it's my Schweppes. Anyway, so
Schweppes will do it.
You can find me on Twitter at WoWChallenges and nowhere else.
Excellent.
This is it.
Well, don't forget the website, WoWChallenges.com.
But you already said it.
I didn't really, but anyway, I'll say it now. You can find me. If you want to find me, you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Lita Wow. And if you want to listen to my voice more, you can catch me on Behind the Avatar, Cops Run Radio, and Geektopia podcasts. So we have to say once again, because we always like to say thank you to Mark Conant for our intro, because it is freaking awesome. We love it. And if you want to contact Mark Conant, he is on Twitter at Mark Conant Wow, and he's also part of Torrent Think Tank, so you can contact him by that. And that's the show. That's a wrap. Everyone say goodbye.
Yay.
We're done.
Bye.
Thanks, guys. Right. Thanks, chat room.
See you all later.
The WoW Challengers podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2016 WoW Challengers.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is here.